If you ever saw a musician performing in a bar or club and you were moved by that performance and they asked you, what was the best advice you heard when you were starting out? What would you tell them?
That's a pretty good question. I'd say that thing that professor told me, which wasn't about songwriting, but writing. Write what you know. And then I would say you have to look down the road 10 years. Can you see yourself doing this? And I don't care whether that's truck driving or playing guitar. Can you see yourself doing this in 10 years? If you can't, you should quit. In the end, life is going to be short. You won't see that now, but is this what you really want to do? That's number two. Three, sort of like that, I would try to talk to this person and see what passion is there. And that has to do with looking down the road 10 years. But being in the music business, there's so much to do that doesn't have to do with learning how to play guitar or sing a song. It's so many other things. But part of the rise at the top is the passion for it. There's only one reason to be in this business, and that's it. You just can't do anything else. It's eating you up.
Yeah.
This is all you can think about. If you meet that criteria or whatever, then perhaps this is worthwhile. I think as dumb and trite as it is, you got to be true to yourself and you have to have a focus. If you're just doing this for fun, I think that's a great thing because it's not been fun for me or these other people that I am lucky enough to play for. Not that there's not joy in it, but it's not fun like I'm going to go play Saturday night and Monday I'll be back at work doing something else. That's great for those people. But if you want to do this for a living, and you know as a professional in the business, though not a singer-songwriter, that every day is something else. If you had a string of days when everything went smoothly, then you should just be thankful for that because it's not going to be that way very long because every day is something else. That's my own personal experience, and it is for everyone. You know, right in the middle of everything going swell, your three-year-old breaks his arm. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Because it's something else around every corner. So to be in this business, I'm saying it's not so different than a lot of things. But I say, Steve Ripley-style, art ain't easy. It's hard and it's rewarding, but I don't even know if I have any talent. The only reason that I tell you these stories, as you're a professional gathering stories, the only reason that I can rationalize that being worthwhile is because I've seen so much stuff for a farm boy. I've seen so much stuff and done so much stuff. Surely I know something, and I am not being any kind of false anything. I mean, I'm no Bob Dylan or Leon Russell. I'm just a guy working, but I've tried really hard. It isn't like I've learned this and I've learned that, and let me tell you what I know. It's that looking back now, I have to say, I must know something. It isn't like, what is that? I don't know. But surely I know something.
Of course.
So I get up the nerve to say yes and talk to you. It's not like I do this at all anymore, and I guess I'm not patting myself on the back. I have done that. I've done that in a showbiz way, interviews and stuff, but I'm doing this in a, I hope, a non-show business way. It's about show business, but, you know, we're just talking.
We are. And I've enjoyed talking a lot, not to bring myself into this. You talked about the passion. I had a passion for radio when I was in my teens, and I was in radio for over 40 years. But the passion was I couldn't drive by a radio station unless I got inside that studio and stood there with a live microphone on.
That's great.
I had to do it. And I thought everybody knew what they wanted to do. I was fortunate that I did.
That is so exactly my story.
Yeah.
I thought everybody felt this way.
But you know what? You met the Beatles. I played the Beatles. And there's the difference.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, meeting Oral Roberts, which you told me about, it's sort of like meeting the Beatles then, isn't it?